dementia researcher with a blog and a rating.
Now that we've made it into the 2020s, where new technologies have allowed us to sit down for a meal with our family across the world, scientists have taken a look at the way that we engage and interact with one another, and have called for a new approach to sharing science from talented scientists across the world. That's exactly what the Alzheimer's Association set out to do when putting together a hybrid conference, AAIC Neuroscience Next, which brings together both local and global communities. The main goal of AAIC Neuroscience Next is to showcase the next generation of researchers in Alzheimer's disease and other dementias in an inclusive and accessible way. The conference is free for all attendees, and in the 4 years since starting as a fully online conference, it has evolved greatly. This year, they expanded to include 7 hybrid hubs worldwide, and what a success it has been. This year, AAIC Neuroscience Next featured hubs in Brazil, San Francisco, India, Ireland, Ethiopia, Serbia, and Chicago, each organized by pairings of mid to senior career and early career researchers. This style of organization emphasized giving early career researchers the opportunities to get involved and to lead. Kirthana B.S., leading the hub in Bangalore, said, "I have learned leadership, shed hesitation, took responsibility for making this a successful show, and ended up being satisfied. Right from writing the proposal to AAIC to delivering closing remarks of the event, it has been a long journey filled with learning and experience." A vast range of sessions was available at each hub. These talented researchers pulled together a plenary session with a Q&A, followed by a lightning presentation round featuring early career researchers, all of which were broadcast live to attendees worldwide. But beyond the live sessions, each hub also hosted novel in-person sessions tailored to the local communities. For example, at the India hub, much of the focus has been on bringing together clinicians at the hub. The hub in Ireland focused on showcasing the multidisciplinary global research being done by their Atlantic Fellows for Equity and Brain Health at the Global Brain Health Institute and other researchers across the world. They also recorded a live podcast for dementia researcher about moving away from home for science, with perspectives from researchers all over the world. Hands-on workshops were also held across the hubs and included topics such as developing open computational neuroscience tools, writing successful grants, and getting published. In San Francisco, they even brought back the Brain Boosters, 5-minute art interventions that were quite the hit at the AAIC Satellite Symposium in Mexico last year. Hundreds of posters were also presented across the world on everything from molecular and cell biology to drug development and development of new methods and models to markers and manifestations of Alzheimer's and other dementias. The local community around each hub also benefited greatly from this event. Shay Andrews from the San Francisco hub said that one major impact on the local community was the ability to forge connections between local trainees, providing them an opportunity to ask experts about professional development and navigating a career in science. Yaron Zudi, hub leader in Addis Ababa, highlighted that the in-person event not only promoted interest in brain health and other neuroscience fields among students, researchers, and professionals within Ethiopia, but also created a job opportunity for local businesses and service providers, such as hotels, restaurants, and transportation companies, stimulating their economic activity and individual income. Hubs also played on their strengths and specific research focuses, such as in Ireland, where attendees participated in the Patient and Public Voice workshop, co-led by local advocates with lived experience of dementia. The biggest way that AAIC Neuroscience Next makes a splash, however, is the way that it has used its format to create an inclusive and accessible conference. Agustin Ibanez, hub leader in Dublin, Ireland, said that this has been an incredible opportunity to connect multiple domains of researchers and fields and to bring truly global networks. It also represents an opportunity to highlight the voices of early career researchers especially those impacted by gender and geographical inequalities. It really shows in the numbers. There were 366 abstracts submitted, and of these, 63% were female and 70% were aged 35 or under. Abstract submissions came from 29 countries, 68% of which were low or middle income. This shows that AAC Neuroscience Next has gone above and beyond its goal to be inclusive and accessible. Many researchers have had to turn down opportunities to attend conferences, whether it's for child-caring reasons, financial constraints, difficulties traveling due to disability or distance, and so many other reasons. The hybrid format brings the conference closer to home for many, especially in the case of India, Africa, and South America, which are very often passed over as conference locations in favour of the United States and Europe. And, of course, in the case of those who cannot afford to take a week off of work to fly to a conference for whatever reason, the online format allows them to tune in and keep up with exciting, innovative science. The impact on early career researchers was particularly clear. Although it shouldn't be normal, many early career researchers have had to get used to paying up front for their conferences, which creates an unnecessary anxiety-inducing burden. AAIC Neuroscience Next is completely no cost, meaning that attendees and presenters alike do not have to worry about whether they can access exciting new research and engaging discussions. They only have to show up or log in. In addition, many early career researchers are also concerned about taking additional time around a conference to fly and get over jet lag. While in-person conferences might be great for when you want to also go see a new city or country, there's no denying that having the flexibility to attend a conference without taking off days for travel is very appealing. I spoke with Benjamin Muna, a medical student in Canada with limited time who still managed to present a poster online. He said, the hybrid approach of AAIC Neuroscience Next was truly remarkable. Without the need to miss out on any academic commitments, I have the privilege to present my own research while immersing myself in the latest findings from across the globe from the comfort of home. As you can see, AAIC Neuroscience Next has made waves in Alzheimer's and dementia research. The organizers' commitment to using innovative, inclusive and accessible formats to engage a wider community of researchers across the world is offering new hope in the field of Alzheimer's. Knowing that you can tune in from anywhere, next year we hope to see even more people sending in abstracts and attending this incredible conference. If you'd like to express an interest in hosting a hybrid hub in 2025, you'll be able to find a link to the survey on the Dementia Research Hub website.
Thank you for listening. Join the Dementia Research bloggers and share your own views.